A monumental decision tonight for the Carolina Panthers as they have the number one overall pick in the NFL draft.
This is a big pick, a lot invested in it.
Live team coverage of the NFL draft starting in Kansas City.
We talk to Panther fans about who they want to see in this helmet next year. We'll let you know in a live report.
And I'm live in Charlotte where the decision is being made. I'll take you inside the minds of the Panthers front office on a decision that could change the trajectory of the franchise for years to come.
And that's not all we're tracking when this widespread rain moves in and when severe threats return for Friday's WRAL Weather Alert Day. No doubt it's a big night for Carolina Panthers fans. The Cats have the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Deborah Morgan.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. It took a blockbuster trade to get the team in the position for this number one pick, but now they are in the driver's seat and the future of the franchise could come down to tonight.
The WRAL team is on top of it all. Gerald Owens is at the draft in Kansas City. Pat Welter is in Charlotte at the Panthers draft party.
Luis Fernandez tracking updates for us in the WRAL live center. And Casey Hintz has the story of the possible first-round pick from the Triangle.
We're going to get to that full preview of the draft in just a moment. First, a forecast check from meteorologist Kat Campbell. Boy, Kat, it's been raining all day on and off.
Yes, it has been. And for those that are maybe celebrating or planning to celebrate in Charlotte tonight, we've got widespread and heavier rain expected there. It's lightening up in terms of the rain on the dual Doppler 5000 radar right now, but this is what's coming our way. This is all going to be moving in tonight, a 100% chance for rain overnight. And you can see why right here on Futurecast, the rain already pretty widespread by midnight. And we see the intensity picking up overnight through early tomorrow morning. A good chance for rain for the morning commute, especially for the early morning risers. That chance, though, by 8 a.m., mainly from the Triangle north and east. This first round of rain looks like it should clear out by 10, 11 o'clock. And then we get a little bit of a break during the afternoon. You're actually likely to see some sunshine. So there will be some dry time tomorrow, but we are going to be closely monitoring any storms that develop by tomorrow evening between about 4 p.m. and 11 p.m. Not everybody will see these storms, but that's the time frame when the storms could become severe. Damaging wind gusts and hail would be the main concern with any storms tomorrow. That's why it's a WRAL weather alert day and another chance for storms on Sunday. I'll have your weekend forecast coming up.
All right, Kat, see you in a few minutes. Thanks. All right, let's get back to our NFL draft preview. Gerald Owens is live in Kansas City where the top players will wait to hear their names called.
We're waiting to hear who's the quarterback of the future here in Carolina. Gerald, how are things going out there? We're just a few minutes now, less than an hour from that first pick.
Yeah, Dan, this is exhilarating. I've never really experienced anything like this. I've covered Super Bowls, nothing like this. We've been here since 11 o'clock Eastern. 8 hours it has been just like this. People just keep coming. We don't know where they're coming from and how many more they can fit inside. A lot of them Carolina Panther fans. They want to see who the Panthers will select with that pick. And so much has been made about the quarterbacks. Carolina does need a franchise QB. It would be the first quarterback that they have selected number one since they picked Cam Newton.
I have, you know, the utmost respect for Cam Newton. You know, him being able to come in and have the success that he had, you know, being an MVP, playing at such a high level, taking that team to the Super Bowl. And then the success he's been able to have, you know, throughout his career. And then, you know, also just all the stuff that he does in the community, all the stuff that he does giving back, the person he is to, how hard he works, you know, what he stands for.
You're going to go from being the man to being a rookie. Is that going to be a difficult transition?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because people don't really understand, I think, the transition that everybody's talking how great we are coming into the draft. And it's going to be a process, though, but I'm going to go in with full confidence.
The lives of 32 young men will change tonight. We'll see who the Panthers pick in less than an hour. Back to you all.
It sounds like a lot of fun, Gerald. Keep us updated. Meantime, every Panthers fan, people watching at home, are very familiar with the quarterback carousel that we've seen after the last couple of years. 8 quarterbacks in 5 years. That's a lot. The team hopes that tonight's number one overall can bring some consistency. Pat Welter is in Charlotte. That's where the Panthers war room is located tonight. Pat, quite a journey to get to this point, to get to that number one spot. Explain, how did we get here exactly? Because the team, they played okay last year. They weren't the worst in the league who typically gets that first pick.
Dan, a journey for the organization, a journey for the fans who traverse through the rain and the elements to be a part of this historic moment tonight. And yeah, you're right. You don't draft number one after a good season, and it has been a rough few years for the Panthers. Since David Tepper took over in 2018, the team is 22-44. They've had a new starting quarterback every single season and are on their second head coach. But tonight, a chance at a fresh start, a chance to get things right. Get your coach, find your quarterback. The NFL recipe is simple. If only it was that easy to select the ingredients.
Yeah, I mean, that would be like giving the proprietary formula for Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? I mean,
David Tepper settling on former Colts coach and Panthers QB Frank Reich after an exhaustive search.
Create this consistency of excellence that at the top end is championships, and at the bottom end, we're a playoff team.
From there, the hunt for QB began.
We felt strongly about a group of guys up there.
GM Scott Fitterer traded 2 first-round picks, 2 seconds, and DJ Moore to Chicago to move up to number one, despite not knowing which QB they wanted to take.
Obviously, through this whole, since February, the combine, everything else, there's been some clarity.
The early money was on Ohio State's C.J. Stroud. High ceiling, low floor prospects like Florida's Anthony Richardson and Kentucky's Will Levis never seemed to be seriously considered, although Levis's odds have mysteriously gone up.
How many of the 4 quarterbacks you guys have targeted are you comfortable with that could be the guy?
Consensus now is on Alabama's Bryce Young, who at just 5'10 has drawn some comparisons to Russell Wilson. Fitterer was part of the Seahawks front office who drafted him.
When you grow up, a shorter quarterback, you learn how to adapt.
Since the end of the Cam Newton era in 2020, the Panthers have had 4 new starting quarterbacks. They even brought back Newton. Hit on the number one pick, and you'll change the course of the franchise.
The Carolina Panthers are on the clock.
Miss, and you'll just get more of the same. So Frank Reich told us there's consensus within the entire organization on the pick. They just aren't telling us or even the player. So the whole world is going to find out together tonight when the pick is in, Dan.
Pat Welter, live for us in Charlotte. Thanks, Pat.
Well, it's been a barrage of news from the Panthers this offseason. A coach fired, another hired, a big trade to get the very first pick, and some indications a certain quarterback will come to town. WRL's Luis Fernandez is in the WRL Live Center. And Luis, what is the buzz around the pick right now?
Well, Deborah, we can go ahead and take a live look at Kansas City. You see the stage right here in the background getting prepped. When we look at who is going to be walking across it, well, Bryce Young seems to be the answer. Some of these from earlier this week. Tom Pelissero here tweeting this out just a little bit ago that it will be Bryce Young going at number one. Don't trust them, though. You can also look at the betting odds here. This is DraftKings, their betting odds. Bryce Young, -20,000. That means you would have to bet $20,000 just to get $100 back. So not looking like a whole lot of drama for the Panthers here at number one. When we look at the rest of the first round, though, keep an eye on the Arizona Cardinals. They've been listening to a lot of trade talks. They may move down. Another team may move up to try and get a quarterback that the Panthers ultimately end up passing on. Let's go ahead and back to Kansas City where all the action is. Gerald, how are things over there?
Hey, Lewis, if you're a diehard Carolina Panthers fan, there's 2 places you want to be. You want to be here in Kansas City or in Charlotte. Everybody wants to see who the team is going to pick with that first selection. Everybody's leaning quarterback. We talked to the people here who made this trip to Kansas City, the Carolina Panther fans. Who do they want? Who do they want to see? And they're leaning heavily in one guy's favor. What do you expect in this draft from them?
Bryce Young. Anything different, I'll be unhappy about it.
Why is that?
We need a quarterback. We get a quarterback, the line plays well. We need some receivers, but we can fill those positions in the mid rounds, I think. I think there's enough talent in this draft.
So, Dan and Deborah, the consensus is Bryce Young. The excitement is building here in Kansas City. We'll see what happens. Back to you.
Gerald, it's almost hard to believe that steady stream of people who have been walking past him since we've been talking to you at 5 o'clock tonight. Man, that place is popping.
Yeah.
I read a local station said 100,000
people. We were wondering if they were just making a loop.
100,000 people signed up for a pass to get into this event. They're going to allow 60,000 at one time. So somebody else has to leave for them to go in. But a pretty cool event going on
I'm
there tonight.
I'm
going
to look to see if I can see the same person go by more than once. Yeah. Gerald, thank you so much. We'll check back in with Gerald soon.
We are just starting our special coverage of the NFL draft. The Panthers have a long history of signing stars in the first round of the draft. Coming up, a look back at some of the most significant selections.
Plus, how does height factor into tonight's pick? Luis Fernandez is going to use virtual reality to show you how the top QB prospects measure up.
And the first pick is just the beginning. Meet the player from the triangle who could be picked tonight. First, let's go ahead and get a run through of your news headlines. A petition is now filed against a Wake County school student after officials found an airsoft gun at Middle Creek High School. The district tells us the student was detained earlier today. No one was hurt. Nearby Westlake Middle and elementary schools locked down as a precaution while officers investigated. Tomorrow, Cary police will have an increased presence at the schools.
In 24 hours, two NC State students have died of apparent suicides on campus. Police found one student at Sullivan Hall around lunchtime today. They have not released the student's name or age. Last night, though, officers found Ben Salas in the woods near Lake Raleigh. He had a gunshot wound and a rifle by his side. This makes seven NC State student suicides this school year. The university will offer support to students over the next several days.
Raleigh police are investigating a man for possibly impersonating a paramedic. An internal memo says the man showed up to several medical calls in the last month. Wake County EMS reports the man once took a patient's blood pressure before real first responders arrived. The man has been seen driving a decommissioned Raleigh police cruiser. Police do not know who the man is, but they have not publicly identified him.
Our draft coverage continues. More special coverage previewing this NFL draft and the Carolina Panthers' number one pick just ahead. And welcome back, our special coverage ahead of the NFL draft continues. Gerald Owens is at the draft in Kansas City. Pat Welter is at the watch party in Charlotte.
Pat, everyone is hoping the team lands its next big star. We'll know in about 45 minutes.
Deborah, there's a few things more powerful in life than the freedom to choose, and that's what the Panthers have tonight, a chance to take the top QB prospect in all of college football who could shape the future of the franchise for decades. Cam Newton was taken number one here. We all know what he meant to this city and to this franchise. Chris Lee takes a look at the Panthers' draft history and why it pays to be first.
The Carolina Panthers have gone quarterback in the first round of the NFL draft twice before. In 1995, with their first draft choice in franchise history, Kerry Collins. And in 2011,
the Carolina Panthers select Cam Newton.
That year, the Panthers had a new head coach who was looking to start his tenure with the signal caller of the future. Sound familiar? But the Panthers have a history of making pretty good first-round picks that aren't quarterbacks. In 2002, they selected UNC's Julius Peppers, number two overall. Peppers played 10 years between two different stints with the Panthers and has the franchise record with 97 sacks. Four names like Thomas Davis in 2005, D'Angelo Williams in 2006, Jonathan Stewart in 2008, Luke Kuechly in 2012, and yes,
the Carolina Panthers have selected Christian McCaffrey.
There have been a few first-round busts for the Panthers, like Kelvin Benjamin.
I almost forgot to answer the phone. I was so happy.
Benjamin struggled with injuries and weight problems and was traded away to Buffalo just 3 years after being drafted. This week, the Panthers have a chance to add another legend to the fold with the number one overall pick. The Carolina Panthers are now on the clock.
Now, Bryce Young is, in fact, the pick tonight. He's going to be the answer to a trivia question. He'll be the first Alabama player ever to be selected number one. So let's send it over to Gerald, who is live in Kansas City now. Gerald, that really surprised me. Alabama, one of the best programs in college football.
Yeah, you know, Pat, it's rare that a quarterback under 6 feet tall is drafted in the NFL. Almost never at number one, although Kyler Murray was drafted number one overall in 2019. But the Carolina Panthers may be putting all their chips on number nine from Alabama. Luis Fernandez shows us how Bryce Young measures up to the past.
70 inches. That's the height of star Alabama quarterback Bryce Young. 5'10" for a normal 21-year-old sapling. Well, there's nothing wrong with 5'10". Except Bryce Young is about to step into the NFL, a collection of redwoods, if you will. So does his height really matter, or can we not see the forest for the trees? The average height of an NFL starting quarterback is about 6'2". That's how tall I am. The last number one pick for the Panthers was Cam Newton. He's 6'5". Now to the history books. Since the AFL-NFL merger in 1970, 522 quarterbacks have been drafted. 21 have been 6 foot even. Think Joe Theismann and Drew Brees. Six of them were 5'11". Russell Wilson is the big one at that height. And finally, at 5'10", where Bryce Young stands, just three have been selected. Doug Flutie, Joe Hamilton, and Kyler Murray. Throw Young into the mix, and that's three Heisman Trophy winners. Teams have proven they'll take a chance if a player had phenomenal production in college. So what has that gotten them? Nine drafted quarterbacks at 6 feet or shorter have started a playoff game. Three have won a Super Bowl. So with Young at one, you're betting on an outlier. But he's been an outlier his whole career. He shattered high school football records in California. He's the only Alabama quarterback to win the Heisman. If his play stays at the same level, he could help take the Panthers to new heights.
Lewis does a great job with the numbers, the facts, the figures, breaking it all down for us. Thank you.
Registering our shortest WREL member. It is meteorologist Kat Kimball.
I think good things come in small packages.
Absolutely.
I just have to say, I'm hoping that they go with
Bryce. We agree with that, Kat. And you're going to tell us about more rain coming.
Yes, I am. Luckily, we've got a little bit of a break right now. So if you need to run outside, walk your dog, run some errands, it's a good time to do it. In Pinehurst, some folks are enjoying this dry little period of weather. Pinehurst Resort and Country Club, we do have some people out golfing right now. If you want to get a tee time tomorrow, around noon would be your best bet. That'll be right between our two rounds of rain. For now, it's just a little bit of patchy light rain northwest of Raleigh, but we are going to see the rain really lighting up with the radar really lighting up with rain again later on tonight. It's all this activity that's going to be pushing to the north and east. And that rain sticks around through tomorrow morning. So once we get to 7, 8 a.m., we still have a good amount of rain around, but the rain quickly tapers off after that. And we should, for the most part, be dry midday into the early afternoon. After 4 o'clock, that's when we could see some thunderstorms develop, and it's 4 p.m. through about 11 o'clock that we have the potential for some scattered severe storms. Not everybody is going to see those, though. Everyone will see rain tonight with that round of rain moving in. The good news is that you have a dry day this weekend where you can get outside. That comes on Saturday, 80 degrees, partly cloudy. By Sunday, showers and storms return. And unfortunately, we're going to have to watch Sunday. Some of those storms could be strong to severe again. For Saturday, 8 a.m., it's already 63 degrees. By lunchtime, 73, warming up to 80 during the afternoon. And temperatures remain in the upper 70s around dinner time Saturday evening. Make your outdoor plans Saturday because tomorrow and Sunday both feature storm chances. There will be some dry time, though, early tomorrow afternoon where we see the sunshine. So don't let that catch you off guard. That sunshine is only going to really help to heat us up and energize the atmosphere ahead of any storms during the evening. Once we get to Sunday, we'll be tracking more rain and storms behind that system. A period of some drier weather as we head into next week. A little cooler as well. Low temperatures back in the 40s. Highs right around 70 degrees. Deborah and Dan.
All right. Thanks, Kat.
Our special NFL draft coverage continues. Casey Hintz is here. Casey, it's not just the Panthers we're paying attention to tonight.
No, that's right. We have our eye on this man, Keon White. He's a defensive end from Georgia Tech who grew up right here in the Triangle. The Garner High School standout is in Kansas City tonight. Just ahead, he tells us how he's feeling about launching his NFL career.
The Panthers may be getting all the attention with that top pick, but there are 30 other spots to keep your eyes on tonight. And there's a college player from the Triangle who could be selected somewhere in there. Keon White went to Garner High School. Casey Hintz joining us now. Casey, White was a good player. He's in Kansas City tonight. How do you think he's feeling about his prospects?
he's got to be feeling pretty good, right? He's there, but I think he's also more so just living in the moment. He's a guy who kind of likes experiencing new things, and his football journey has been no different, moving from tight end to defensive line in college. And tonight, he could become the first player from Georgia Tech taken in more than a decade, and he's taking it all in.
May sacked for the third time tonight. Keon White got there.
Like, it's another check off the bucket list for sure for me. That's all I'm about, like, life experiences and just having fun and enjoying it.
A chance to play in the NFL is never guaranteed for football players, but White knew it could be a possibility with one thing.
I always believe that work is going to take you where it needs to take you, whether it be just in college or whether it be a career after that, an all-pro career after that. So I'm just going to work and just allow that to take me the path that I'm supposed to be on.
That comes from a strong family foundation that all starts with his grandfather.
And he's definitely been a big support system all step of the way. Grandmom too, Pop's mom, but for sure, like, just having that support system from them, that's always been big for me.
The 6'4", 290-pounder is currently the number 44-ranked player on the consensus big board, but he's not worried about where he'll land, just embracing a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Like, why stress it? Like, you just enjoy the moment and everything like that, and the cards fall where the cards fall.
Now, I don't know. I think that's just such a great attitude to have. Now, he does say that his family is having a draft party here in Raleigh tonight, so hopefully the White family have something to celebrate.
Oh, man, fingers crossed. That's so cool. I hope he has a big night. Casey, thank you.
All right, Pat, real quickly, some final thoughts from Charlotte. Do you think the Panthers are going to take all 10 minutes, or are they going to make us sweat it out?
Maybe for drama's sake, but I really think the pick is in. I think it's going to be Bryce Young, and I think it's the right call. He's the smallest of the QBs, but the other ones have bigger questions, and I think Bryce Young has a chance to make this team relevant for years to come.
Thanks to Pat in Charlotte, as well as Gerald out there in Kansas City, and thank you at home for making WRAL your choice for local news and your NFL draft preview. The draft pick that will define the future for Carolina about 30 minutes away.
Our team is on top of it. The draft starts at 8 on ESPN, and WREL will have team coverage at 10 and 11. We'll see you then. Good night.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.